Glad you're with us. Arrests have piled up and even commencement ceremonies are in jeopardy due to campus protests by pro-Palestinian demonstrators sparked by the war between Israel and Hamas. More about war from this weekend's Nicole Murray.
We are speaking with psychiatrist Judith Orloff. Judith, why is war the way humans try to solve differences?
Just throughout millennia, war is the way that they try and solve differences unsuccessfully. And the reason that I wrote The Genius of Empathy was to offer empathy as an option rather than going to war. And war never works. And war is a reason to be miserable. It's not a reason to be happy. It's a failure, as far as I'm concerned. And so with empathy, how empathy differs from war, war would be, you could war with yourself, you can war with others, you could war with the world. But warring isn't going to work. And if you have empathy, let's say you had a hard day on a very practical level, you have a hard day, instead of beating yourself up for being, you know, such an idiot and not doing what you should be doing, and I'm using those words carefully, you know, to put you down, you could say, if you had a really difficult time, take a rest, it's all right. You know, so you don't go to war with yourself. People are always beating themselves up, okay? And then children see that, and others see that, and then the warring just perpetuates itself, you know, in terms of how you treat yourself, how you treat others, and then it translates into the world. But if children were to see parents, for instance, who are showing empathy to each other and saying, please tell me how I could understand you better versus, you know, why do you keep doing these stupid things, you know, and saying negative things, warring. So empathy is one solution to getting off the track of war and self-loathing and beating up your loved ones and making your loved ones your enemy and making other people in the world your enemy. I mean, that's where people go. If more energy was put into trying to understand each other, even if we radically disagree, which is the theme of the book, is how to have empathy with people you don't like or disagree with, but can reach a compromise with, it would be a very different world.
Let's say someone is leading with empathy, but the person on the other end of this is a bit more confrontational. How do you suggest they respond?
There's a method I talk about. It's called a gray rock method. And it's where you're like a gray rock. You're not emotionally reactive to that person. You're not feeding into them. Or if they're narcissists who have empathy deficient disorder and can't respond empathically, you don't, quote, feed their supply. You're like a gray rock. And you hold yourself strong and firm and don't get emotionally triggered. And that will help avert an interpersonal war.
And knowing when to give up is also a factor here?
That is a big factor because relationships are over way before people leave them. And so it gets to be battering and they fight and the children see the fighting. And it causes all kinds of damage as opposed to a couple saying, let's start over. Now, if someone were to come to therapy with me, as you know, I'm a psychiatrist, you know, I would sit down and let's just map this out. What happened here? Where did you lose your love? Where did you turn your loved one into the enemy? Where did empathy get disregarded? And so I would work with the people on bringing empathy more in rather than shame, blame, putting the other person down, the needing to always be right. These are all themes I talk about in the book, and they're human. But if you want to have peace in your life and towards yourself, how you speak to yourself is very important. And if you're going through, let's say, a physical challenge, you don't want to tell your body that it's healing too slowly or that it's not doing the right thing. The body has a consciousness, eyes and ears. You want to say nice things to it. So you build up your biochemistry and build up the endorphins and the dopamine, the pleasure hormones, so that you can heal more readily.
That's this weekend's Nicole Murray with psychiatrist Dr. Judith Orloff, author of a book called The Genius of Empathy. Coming up next, there's no debating who gets the airline armrest.